Many of us have at least some familiarity with the busy brain feeling of being overwhelmed. We all have days when instead of catching up, our task list seems to grow ever longer. A new work project lands on our desk, even as we rush to complete the previous one. A young child or elderly parent falls sick, with the caretaking burden falling squarely on our shoulders. And then comes the last straw. The transmission on our old, reliable car fails, incurring an expense that we can't afford. With all that is on our plate, we feel revved up and in overdrive, perhaps on the brink of a panic attack. Thoughts go around and around, but instead of resting somewhere, they continue cycling. How will I catch up on the job, take care of my children, fix my car, pay my bills? What's literally going on in our body and brain when we experience these sensations of a busy brain? What does it mean for our brains to be revved up, in overdrive, or, most crucially, unbalanced? A tour of the brain will help us begin to answer these questions. The cerebral cortex, or the bulk of your brain, houses four lobes: the frontal lobe, the temporal lobe, the parietal lobe, and the occipital lobe. Located underneath your temples and behind your eyes on both sides of your brain, the temporal lobe is essential for speech, language, memory, and emotion, processing immediate events into recent and long-term memory, and storing and retrieving long-term memories. It is also involved in processing sounds and images. Traumatic brain injury often involves damage to the temporal lobe, leading to changes in memory, mood, and personality. The occipital lobe is in charge of visual processing. The occipital lobe is also affected by Erlen syndrome, which is a little-known but common visual processing difficulty that I'll discuss later. The parietal lobe is a general integration center that processes information from your different senses that is then passed to the front of the brain to use for decision-making. It also controls bodily awareness and position sense, letting one part of your body know where it is in relation to the rest of the body and giving you an idea of where your body is located in space. For the purposes of our discussion of balancing the brain, however, the frontal lobe, or the part located at the front of your brain, is absolutely crucial. The part of the frontal cortex closest to your eyes is called the prefrontal cortex, or PFC. This is the executive control center of your brain. Think of it as the governor or the CEO of the brain. It manages your attention, concentration, short-term memory, organizational ability, impulse control, planning, judgment, learning, motivation, problem-solving, and goal-setting. Quite a list. A well-functioning PFC is crucial to your ability to rewrite the negative stories you tell yourself. Importantly, the PFC holds the limbic system in check, which helps the brain find and maintain its balance. The limbic system is the seat of your emotions. Found in the center of your brain, beneath the cortex, it is a more primitive brain area compared to your organizational, learning, and impulse-controlling PFC. Major components of the limbic system include the anterior cingulate, the basal ganglia, the amygdala, and the thalamus. The anterior cingulate is your brain's gear shifter. When the anterior cingulate is too active, you become stuck. Problems that involve the anterior cingulate include negative ruminations, obsessions, compulsions, and addictions. The basal ganglia sets the rate of your body's idle, much like a car engine. If it's running too high, and this can be the result of your genetics, you'll likely feel chronically anxious, worried, and keyed up. Excessively active basal ganglia are often accompanied by panic attacks and unhealthy avoidance of conflict. The amygdala, an almond-shaped area, amygdala means almond in Latin, is involved with basic survival issues. It is the equivalent of a primitive emergency alarm system. It quickly assesses threats and then triggers a fight-or-flight reaction. Problems arise when high levels of stress create amygdala overactivation. Your executive function center, the PFC, can even be hijacked and shut down when the amygdala is in overdrive. The result? You'll be overwhelmed by anxiety, fear, or terror, and your brain won't be able to call on your PFC, the thinking part of your brain, to help you calm down. The problems we'll look at associated with the amygdala include post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and other emotional traumas such as early childhood neglect and abuse.